DJW 8, report DJW. Report DJW clear.
4-8-Jet. Dave, what you asking for me?
Steve, but I also have a question for you. I thought you might be long since gone to bed. So I'm building an, I'm adding on to what Gary added on to, and I'm putting all the handhelds in there. So that's why you haven't got the spreadsheet yet. I did answer your question. I was planning on sending snapshots to you through your email or to your phone number, but that would be a lot of big pictures. So I'll make them small pictures and putting them in the Excel spreadsheet instead.
I didn't think you were going to do it until tomorrow, so I wasn't worried about it.
Well, I got to do it anyway. I told Bonnie I'd inventory the handhelds, and Gary said he'd inventory the antennas, and there was a lot of each of those. So I'm knocking mine out, so I don't have to worry about it tomorrow. I'm knocking mine out tonight.
Probably the best thing.
Before tomorrow.
About 4:30 in the morning.
Well, I'll hear you. I won't answer you, but I'll hear you. I might surprise you one morning and answer you when you throw your call sign out there. It's you or Fred. One of the two is going to be the first, I think. And once in a while, both of you are there when one of you throws your call out there.
It'll be me and Andrew in the morning. Too early.
Is that Andrew that I'm hearing too? Okay. I don't know Andrew as well as you and Fred. There's a lot of new guys coming in.
He finally keyed up and started talking in the morning group about the same time I did, I guess. So, kind of hanging out together. Me, him, and Ken, and Mike, and Tim, and Ed, when they're there.
Well, Mike and Tim and Ed have been out there a long time. They had a gun shop at Traverse Rest about, I'd say 10 years ago. That's where I got my 1911. And they were doing that in the morning back then, so they've been around for a long time doing that.
You go in way early, and they're on there before we get on.
That's why you don't hear them on here at night. They're sound asleep, because they're up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
About 4 o'clock in the morning.
Back to work on the spreadsheet. I called Steve because he said these Motorola handhelds were really expensive. So I got through all of them, and I'm down to the Motorolas now. And on eHAM, the MSRP for the first Motorola that I pulled up is $2. He said those were really, really expensive radios, $2.
The Motorola radios are expensive. If they're E25, NX, or DMR capable, they get kind of pricey. I was seeing one on Facebook just a minute ago, $3,200.
$1,200? I'm on the antenna that's inside my shack, so it sounds kind of scratchy to me, but that's just because that's on my end, not yours.
I did say $3,200.
For a handheld transceiver. What? Just because it has a P25 chip in it? Those are $25.
Up again. I just kind of grazed over that one because no way.
Yeah, that might be somebody trying to gouge or something. Somebody who's not really paying close attention. That's what that sounds like. I can't see a Motorola going for that, but there may be. I don't know what the draw is either because that's really old technology. But I know there have been several guys that work on repeaters in the area that are really attracted to Motorola handhelds, but I just don't get it.
Sure either. The only thing I can see is, durability.
Johnny was climbing on the tower one time. He had an ICOM, one of those ICOM handhelds that crossband repeats. They're hard to get a hold of, and they're a rare handheld. They don't make them anymore, and that thing dropped, and it dropped on the outside of the tower. He hollered, Nathan saw it coming down. Nathan pointed at it while it was coming down. And when it hit the ground, it went into about 100 different pieces. And I don't think any handheld would be durable in that condition. Johnny would picked up the pieces, see if anything was salvageable out of it. I think he may have salvaged several components for other use, just to put in the bench for future use. Anyway, I'm going to get back to my spreadsheet over here. I'll send you and Shane a copy of it when I send it out to Gary and Bonnie. KO4HKX, W4DJ to me.